The World This Week, Business.
Ant Group filed papers for what could be the biggest ever IPO, raising up to $30 billion. Also known as Alipay, the group is affiliated with Alibaba, China's biggest online retailer, and its founder, Jack Ma. Much of China's online payments are made on its platform. It is the world's most valuable fintech enterprise. Ant's dual stock market flotation in Hong Kong and on Shanghai's Star Exchange could see it valued at upwards of $200 billion. Kevin Mayer is to step down as TikTok's chief executive after just 3 months in the job. The video sharing app is the latest Chinese-owned firm to stir up national security concerns in America. It has filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump's order that bans it unless it sells its American operations to an American company. TikTok said it had taken extraordinary measures to protect the privacy of data. A group of WeChat users also sued the administration over a similar order from Mr. Trump. The group argues that a ban on the Chinese-owned messaging app curtails their right to free speech and forms part of the president's racial animus against Chinese people. The recent decision by Apple to split its stock prompted a reconfiguration of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, an index of 30 American companies weighted by share price. Out go ExxonMobil, Raytheon and Pfizer, to be replaced by Amgen, Honeywell and Salesforce. Exxon traces its roots in the index to 1928. It was then known as Standard Oil of New Jersey. Its removal leaves Chevron as the only oil company in the Dow. The changes offset the reduction in Apple's weight in the index, but also better reflect the American economy, according to Dow Jones. A court in California granted Lyft and Uber an emergency stay against an injunction that would have forced them to reclassify their drivers as employees in the state, wrecking their business model. The ride-hailing company's appeal will be heard on October 13th. Germany's statistics office now thinks the economy shrank by 9.7% in the second quarter compared with the first, a bit better than an initial estimate of minus 10.1%.